Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hello, Austin. This is David Ramirez. You're listening to KUTX. And for the next hour, I will be playing my latest album, We're Not Going Anywhere, cover to cover, as well as a couple tunes that inspired the sounds and the record itself. First up is Drive by The Cars. That was Drive by The Cars. You're listening to KUTX. This is David Ramirez, and for the next hour I'll be playing songs that inspired my new record, as well as my new record cover to cover. When I was in fifth grade, my old man, he gave me a Walkman, and I don't believe he had enough cash to afford a brand new cassette, so he gave me one of his oldest ones, and that was The Cars' Greatest Hits. And I wore out that song daily for about the better half of a year, I suppose, before I could Save Up My Allowance and buy MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This. But the Cars were a big part of my fifth grade year when I was 10. And I think ever since I was making records, I always wanted to make an 80s pop record. And that's kind of what we did with this new one. Another song that influenced this this album is Brandon Flowers' Between Me and You. And he did a pretty great 80s pop record as well with his latest solo project. Bruce Hornsby came in and did a lot of the piano, and this song heavily influenced my latest record. But here's Brandon Flowers, Between Me and You.
Between me and you, I've been thinking about the future and between me and you, I think I'm losing it now. Between me and you, I've been worried about the future and between me and you, I think I'm losing it now. That's a good luck charm, but I'm watching it tear out of my arms. There's a power in letting go. I guess I didn't want to let you know. But these hours I'm working ain't nearly enough, and sometimes it's like a bullet came and blasted me right out of the blue. But I'm doing my best not to let it get between me and you. Between me and you, I've been struggling just to carry the weight. Between me and you, I think I'm losing it now.
Between Me and You by Brandon Flowers. I'm David Ramirez, and this is KUTX, and I would be lying to you if I said I have not driven down the road multiple times with tears in my eyes listening to that song, and the gross kind of tears, where you're trembling at the mouth, trying your best to still sing along. It was pretty sad, but what a beautiful song. That was a huge influence for me regarding my latest album, We're Not Going Anywhere, which I'm about to start playing cover to cover. The first song up is Twins, and the song I wrote shortly after last year's election, and instead of writing a social song about what's currently going on, I wanted to go back to the first time where I felt pretty insecure being here in the States, and that first time was when I was 18, and 9/11 happened shortly after I had just turned 18, and the song is called Twins, and a lot of people are wondering if I wrote this because I lost twins. I did not, in fact, so do not worry. This is a reference to the Twin Towers. But here you go. This is the first track on my new record, We're Not Going Anywhere, and this is Twins. Austin, This is David Ramirez, and that's my new song, Twins, off my latest record, We're Not Going Anywhere. For the next hour, I'll be playing the record cover to cover. Coming up next is Watching from a Distance. I did the record in Parsons Field, Maine, with Sam Kassir, and before he and I started working together, the one note that he gave me before we began was, enjoy space. Try to speak less, try to say less, and he said, don't be afraid with using space because I promise that I'll fill it. With that being said, this is Watching from a Distance. This is David Ramirez. That's my latest single, Watching from a Distance, off my latest album, We're Not Going Anywhere. Up next is a tune called People Call Who They Want to Talk To. This is an obvious relationship tune. There are a lot of signs that you see when a relationship is about to end. Maybe you fight more. Maybe you hurt each other purposefully. But one obvious sign that I've noticed more than most is that you just stop talking. This is people call who they want to talk to.
I see the Atlantic, but you see a different moon. Don't call me dramatic. People call who they wanna talk to. Don't blame it on the distance. Don't blame it on the blues. Don't blame it on being English. People call who they wanna talk to. Give me a dirty look. Scream till you're blue in the face. Throw punches and tell me you hate me. I'll handle it all with grace. But there's one thing I know to be true that you can't deny. People call who they want to talk to. A thousand words, your picture only paints a few. I'm tired of knocking at your door. You would call if you want to. Give me a dirty look. Scream till you're blue in the face. Throw punches and tell me you hate me. I'll handle it all. There's one thing I know to be true that you can't deny. People call me.
People call who they want to talk to. That's the third track off my latest record. We're not going anywhere. I'm David Ramirez, and we're listening to my new record. So thanks for tuning in. Up next is a song called Time. It's kind of just about coming home from tour and being gone for a long time. I love being on the road. I love the lifestyle. I love the work. But it's after coming home that you realize how much of a small bubble you exist in, and the people you used to go out with on a Tuesday night to party or stay up late with, they've all moved on. they have lives now and families and jobs and responsibilities, and so this song kind of captures that feeling I get whenever I come home from a long tour. This is Time. Thank you.
wants to grab a drink tonight. I know, I know. It's only Tuesday and you gotta work tomorrow. Who wants to come to my place after the bars close? I know. You got the kids and can't wake up hungover. Time, I got nothing but time, time, I got nothing but. Second matinee today, and the sun's still shining. I park beneath some shade, and I might just get a nap in. Pop two Tylenol, I'll give Jeremy a call. And if he's busy, I'll probably just drive to Houston. Time, time, I got nothing but time, time, I got nothing but time, time. I got nothing. Round and round I'm getting dizzy. One more round, please. Let's keep this fuzzy. I got money problems, which lead to drinking problems. Those turn to sleeping all day problems, which make me want to do it all over again. They say that I should talk to someone. Well, I think someone should talk to me. I got a quarter for the jukebox, a dollar for a beer, and someone should buy the whiskey. Don't say I got a good heart while everything's falling apart. Oh, baby, just admit it, you fell in love with a lost art. Yeah, honey, I'm a ghost town, pretty charming till you come around.
Well, once upon a time, people like mine used to shine, shine, shine. But I know my part, so don't even start about my good heart. Mother told me you don't ever trust a woman, and by golly, was she ever right. I bought you a shot of Jameson, and now you're acting like you're my wife, claiming you know all about me, claiming that we're both so much alike. Well, honey, let's be real, all that you feel is the heat from the spotlight. Don't say I got a good heart while everything's falling apart. Oh, baby, just admit it, you fell in love with a lost art. Yeah, honey, I'm a ghost town, pretty charming till you come around. Well, once upon a time, people like mine used to shine, shine, shine. But I know my part, so don't even start about my good heart.
Austin, this is David Ramirez, and we're listening to my latest record, We're Not Going Anywhere. Up next is a song called Stone Age, and I was overseas in the UK last July 4th, and just woke up every day looking at Twitter and reading the news of all the things that were going on in the States, cops and Black Lives Matter, and there was that gay club in Orlando that got shot up, and it was an interesting thing to be away on the 4th of July. Usually I don't really pay much attention to our Independence Day other than grilling out and cracking open a few cold ones, but being over in London and seeing it from a distance was it just kind of made it a little heavier for me than normal. It made the 4th and our independence and our freedom just kind of clicked a little more than it usually does. So I started writing this tune over there, and when it came to time to record it and the treatment and the arrangement, it was kind of just, well, what would Neil Young do? And this is Stone Age off my latest record, We're Not Going Anywhere.
Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty moved to San Fran to run a startup. Give a man freedom and he'll sit in a cage. Give him oppression and he'll write about it on an internet page. Our fathers were drinkers, 'cause we shipped them off to war. And I'm drunk on a Tuesday, 'cause I'm just so
board. Where's the light? Where's the light that was promised to me? We threw the baby out with the bathwater. My fellow patriots work out Civil War II. I'm having trouble seeing colors in the dawn's early light. No more red, no more blue. All I'm seeing is white. Where's the light? Where's the light? Homeless, the tempest tossed, send them all to me. All the wretched refuse of your teeming shore, and I'll blow out their flame and show them the goddamn door. Where's the light?
Austin, Texas, this is David Ramirez, and you're listening to my new record, We're Not Going Anywhere. That was Stone Age, and God bless KUTX for allowing a minute-long guitar solo on the air. I'm not sure that's a very common thing in the radio world. Up next is probably the most heartbreaking song on the record, and there's not much to say about it, so I'll let it speak for itself. This is Telephone Lovers.
Well, I'm coming to London to bring you back to Texas to have your first Thanksgiving and you'll meet the parents. Ah, oh, what the hell are we thinking? I feel like something is missing. Touching your kisses, I can't even feel it.
'cause I'm too far away. I'm too far away. I'm too far away. Catch what you said. The call cut out again. Ah, that's right, I heard you. We should just be friends. So call me when you're drunk, and I'll call you when I'm drunk. We'll be telephone lovers till the sun comes up. 'Cause I'm too far away. I'm too far away. I'm too far away. Where's my charger? You are too far.
Austin, this is David Ramirez. Thanks for tuning in. We're coming to the close of my latest record, We're Not Going Anywhere. And we got three more tunes left. If you've missed most of this and you want to hear it live and in person, then come out tonight to the Hard Luck Lounge. I'm hosting a listening party. I got a good buddy, Small Houses, who's going to be opening up, and we're spinning the vinyl cover to cover. Then I'll play a few songs as well. That kicks off about 8 o'clock. Would love to see you. Up next is the song Villain. This was a fun one to get out because it's a rare thing that I get to sing in my lowest register. And we stretched for it on this one. But this is Villain.
Don't tell the next one everything that I've done. He won't call you a bandit if you keep a few secrets. He's gonna love you better and better than I did. Just 'cause he's a hero doesn't mean he needs to know I'm a villain. I'm a villain. I'm a villain. If you're a saint with a cause, you become a candle. Oh, darling, be my guardian angel. He's gonna love you better and better than I did. Just 'cause doesn't mean he needs to know I'm a villain. I'm a villain. I'm a villain. I'm a villain.
Austin, this is David Ramirez, and that's a new song off my latest record. That one's called Villain. The album's called We're Not Going Anywhere. I got two more for you. The next one on the list is Eliza Jane. I got a phone call from my mother last year, and she had sat down with her father over coffee, and there's always been this question about music in my family. I didn't really grow up with parents or aunts and uncles who were big into playing music or writing music. It wasn't a big thing in the family, and so when she made this phone call to me, she was telling me that her father's mother, my great grandmother, grew up playing piano and with her brothers and playing music and writing songs, and they moved out of Oklahoma after the Dust Bowl, and or during the Dust Bowl rather, and went up to Oregon. They were migrant farmers, but on the side, they were sending in demos to radio stations. So when country artists like Gene Autry or Ernest Tubb were passing through, it was kind of like an audition tape so they could back these fellas up. And they got to do that a handful of times. And it was a pretty crazy story to hear, not just with how cool it was, but just personally to know that someone into my in my bloodline had been playing music for a while. And so I was kind of, I fell in love with the story, and I had never met my great-grandmother, but I wrote this song just kind of, if I were to sit down and talk to her, to ask her questions of what was the purpose for you to do it and what drove you to do it. So anyway, this is a song that I wrote for my great-grandmother, and her name is Eliza Jane.
Get out of Oklahoma, run away from all that dust. Pack up your family in that Cadillac you love so much. I hear Oregon is nice. Maybe you can find some work. Set up a canteen selling coffee by the bus stop. Oh, but keep playing that piano. Can make it on the radio. Did you ever know your hands could do more than work the land? Well, I heard your song and I can't get it out of my head. Were you in it for the spotlight? Or was it something that you needed to do? Did you love it for the nightlight? Staying out late for can you tell me where I came from? Can you show me what it all means? To put the pen on a page, to stand on a stage, hoping that somebody believes. Oh,
still singing, singing your song. You're still giving, even when you're gone. We're still singing, singing your song. You're still giving, even when you're gone.
Austin, this is David Ramirez, and we've been listening to my latest record, We're Not Going Anywhere, this last hour, and a couple tunes that inspired this album. I want to give a big thanks to KUTX for allowing me to do this, to play the album cover to cover, and big thanks to the engineer for this session. Means a whole bunch. Art Levy for helping me out on this, and yeah, this is my last song. Before I get to that, I do want to say that tonight at Hard Luck Lounge, I will be hosting a listening party. We'll be spinning the vinyl cover to cover, and I got a good buddy, Small Houses, who's going to be opening up the night. And Hard Luck Lounge is my favorite watering hole in town, and I hope you come out and join me. It's going to be about 8 o'clock. Well, this is the last song on the album, and this is pretty much the title track. This song's called I'm Not Going Anywhere, and this was kind of inspired by, you know, we lost a lot of musical heroes over the last few years, and lost a couple homies of my own, and, you know, just had a lot of time to process death, and not necessarily what it means, but how it affects us still here. And I've just fallen in love with the idea that even though we may not be here physically, that our presence still remains, and I kind of wanted to write a tune to just comfort my mother, and comfort my friends and family, and you know, that I'm not going anywhere, basically. And and that sentiment applies to the title of the record, We're Not Going Anywhere, and I feel that way about all of us. But thanks for listening. I hope to see you guys on the road at some point, sometime soon. Once again, I'm David Ramirez, and this is the last track on my latest record. This is called I'm Not Going Anywhere.
I'm not going. No, I'm not going anywhere. You can bury me in the ground or spread my ashes. I don't care. I'm not going anywhere. You're gonna hear my voice. Mama.
you will know that I'm not going anywhere. No, I'm not going anywhere. You can bury me in the ground or spread my ashes. I don't care. I'm not going. I just went up to meet with Ernie and Jack. Gonna have a couple three beers, have a couple three laughs. And when you shake hands with Grace and pass through the pearly gate, well then find you the nearest neon sign. Then mama, you see I was right. I'm not going anywhere. No, I'm not going anywhere. You can bury me in the ground or spread my ashes. I'm not going anywhere.